7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A barrage of bombs raining down on Gaza for the first time in 2 months as the fragile ceasefire appears to break.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he ordered the strikes after Hamas refused to release more hostages. Hamas says Netanyahu has decided to overturn the ceasefire deal. Negotiations have stalled with neither side able to agree on a path forward. Israel says this new offensive will continue as long as necessary and could expand beyond just airstrikes.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. Federal judge continues pressing the Justice Department on whether the Trump administration violated his order concerning the deportation of Venezuelan migrants removed from the U.S. and flown to El Salvador under a 100-year-old law. The migrants were suspected gang members. The two astronauts who thought they'd be going up for a quick flight and ended up on the International Space Station for 9 months are headed back to Earth. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams bid farewell to the ISS this morning. They should splash down this evening. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. UW-Madison is under investigation by the U.S. Department of Education. A Friday memo from the department's Office for Civil Rights says UW is being investigated for ties to a group called the PhD Project, a nonprofit that helps students from underrepresented groups obtain degrees in business. A spokesperson said Monday the UW hasn't been formally notified of a complaint, but will cooperate with any investigation. The state Senate takes up a bill on Tuesday related to state testing standards for K-12 schools. The Republican-authored bill would revert the state's testing standards to what they were in the 2019-2020 school year, undoing changes made by the Department of Public Instruction last year. And St. Croix Chippewa Tribal Chair Thomas Fowler delivers the 21st Annual State of the Tribes Address tomorrow at the Capitol. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Oh, Maximum hits.
99.7 Max FM. '90s and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Mamma Mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me.
most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s. A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is two big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Sweet home, Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to summerjamwi.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to summerjamwi.com now. Don't miss this party.
Something you love,
and you'll never work a day in your life.
Just ask your favorite DJ.
The best music in the world.
The best.
The best music.
My favorite station.
99.7 Max FM.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue Continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old thing.
cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me.
Now that we know that it's true, don't you know the code?
99.7 Max FM.
Day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Stop! This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says 413 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes overnight. The bombing began after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered the strikes after Hamas refused Israeli demands to change the terms of the ceasefire, retired General Doug Lute.
It is.